You are listening to The Pull.
I'm joined by Jenny and David here in the studio. We're going to talk about elitism at university. So it was announced yesterday on the BBC that the 63% of Cambridge successful applicants are from state schools. So does this signify the end of universities being dominated by the higher class? It seems there has been some change in the university population over the years, whether this is due to the government's loans and grants of students from low-income families, of one which I myself receive, but others would argue maybe it's because apprenticeships haven't been stressed in schools recently. It's up for debate. So guys, do you feel that university is a little bit less elite than it might have been in your parents' days, for example?
Well, the figures would suggest that the amount of people from disadvantaged backgrounds going to university is going up and up and up. And it was a real surprise to hear leading political figures, I mean, we're not the big picture, so let's not get party political here, but leading political figures attack the figures, whereas in reality they actually proved the opposite of the point that said politician was trying to make. Let's keep it usual here. But yeah, no, the pure cold hard facts show that the number of people from disadvantaged backgrounds going to universities is up. Mm-hmm. The fact that tuition fees have actually helped that in some way, because it is a form of redistribution of the wealth in some ways from the rich, who were the only ones that could afford it before, from the upper classes who could afford it, to everyone who at least has the chance to apply for it, and if they can't pay it back in later life, they can't pay it back in later life.
Yeah, personally, I wouldn't have been able to afford to come to university without the grant and the loan that the government give. So I do think that increases it. But do you think too many people are going to university now?
I think this is something that I know when I talk to my mum about things like this, she always says, oh, you know, when I was younger, it was only the very like top 1% of people that got into uni. And, you know, it wasn't a kind of you go to school, you go to college, you go to uni kind of thing. Yeah. It was a very much selective, much more selective thing for people to do. I've said since when tuition fees went up from 3,000 to 9,000, obviously they're now at 9,250. I remember thinking, like, because it was a couple of years before I went to uni, I was thinking, wow, this is so much more. It means that what it would have cost me for my whole education is only going to be, will only cover me for 1 year. You know. So I think the fact that more people are going to university, a lot of it, you know, has been put down to the fact that there are grants and there are loans, which is great, but I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that it's kind of being pushed that there's not much else you can do. It's you either get an apprenticeship, you get a job, or you go to university. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot more push, especially from universities themselves in a sort of business sense, to get people just to come so that the numbers go up. You know, I think there's been a bit of a it's been lost, the idea that universities are getting students to come to their uni because it's in their best interest, in the students' best interest. It's kind of more, let's get as many numbers as we can because that works out best for us as a business.
But then do you possibly think that that's come about because of the change that we had in the 90s when we went away from the idea of polytechnics and vocational colleges and the leading... God, I don't mean to keep bringing politics into it, but the leading politician of the late 90s suggesting that 50% of school leavers should go to university.
I think there's been definitely a shift, because nowadays there are a lot more, you know, the UK economy certainly has moved into a different sector of business. You know, we don't have as many manufacturing jobs and things like that anymore. A lot of the jobs in successful markets and things like that require a degree, or not necessarily require a degree, but are not, you can't just go to a, you know,
require
sort of
a base level.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have a level of education which is higher than what you get at school, which I think has obviously had something to do with it. I know that the reason I'm at university is because the sort of type of job that I want to do when I leave uni, I would not be able to do without a degree. Mm-hmm. But I do think there are a lot of people now that do a degree, come out of university, and the job that they want, they don't actually need the degree for. They just went to university, not necessarily for the wrong reasons, but, you know, for the experience or for to gain more education, you know, to a more educational insight into their field, but maybe not necessarily needing that degree for the job that they then end up doing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has just been that society now is kind of, and schools and, you know, universities say it, people say it, it's on the TV, it's in films. You kind of, if you, a lot of people as well, I think it's kind of, you get to the point where you finish school, you finish college, don't know what you want to do. So it's like, right, okay, I'll go to uni because then I've got another 3 years to decide.
Yeah, well, I get a lot of people coming up to me and saying, you know, what's the point of doing a degree? So many people do it now, it's kind of devalued.
But it's not devalued. In fact, the opposite has happened, and the educational treadmill has marched on. The idea that a job that 50 years ago only required O-levels, mm-hmm. and 20 years ago only required A-levels, now requires a degree.
Degree level, yeah.
You know, and that is a massive worry for many, many students at university, and quite right, that there is this idea now that really they need a degree in order to get anywhere in the world. But that only comes about because more and more people are getting degrees. It's a vicious circle.
Yeah. Feedback loop.
It's a massive feedback loop.
See, it's interesting that, you know, all this has come across because my brother is still in high school and he has been encouraged quite actively in his high school recently to go towards apprenticeships rather than going towards college, because now they have to stay. He's being actively encouraged to go towards apprenticeships, and it's not just him as an individual, it's their whole year. They've had lots and lots of apprenticeship talks. I never had one of those when I was at high school. There didn't seem to be that other option, and now it seems the government are really trying to push that other option. They're trying to push apprenticeships, as in maybe they're realising that too many people are going to university.
I think a lot of that depends on where the school is. Like when I was sort of choosing my GCSEs, thinking about, you know, what would happen after I left school, we did have a lot of talks about apprenticeships and, you know, whether you want to go into a job, whether you would go to, where I lived, there was kind of a college you went to if you wanted to do your academic A-levels, and then the one that you went to if you were doing more vocational courses, and it was very clearly there were two options, and people did take either of the two options. It wasn't, you know, people ignored the non-university route, but I think there is a bit of a connotation with that, if to some people, almost in a sort of snobby way, if you don't choose the university route, that you're not pushing yourself as far as you could push yourself, or you're choosing the easy way out, which is obviously not true. You know, I think a lot of the problem is that people don't think that they can do what they want to do without a degree now, because like David was saying, there's so many jobs now that in the past didn't require a degree, but because of the level of competition in the job market, they now say, right, you've got to have a degree, not necessarily for the skills that it brings, but just so that they can push out a certain level of the applicants, because there's too many people applying for certain jobs. So
it's very interesting. A university in Ohio has also been appealing for female engineer students this week as well,